social media stigma and how it affects us. This will be about the social media stigma and how it affects our views from what, how we view people, how we view politics, how we view religion, what's popular, what's not. Social media is however we receive our news and information on what's popular, whether that be from TV, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, your friend, newspaper even, any website, any way that you receive information about what is popular in the world today. This segment will be about how it affects the way we view people in the world around us. So what's been happening in the world that I've noticed is there's certain people that fall in and out of the public's view rapidly, almost as quickly as they move in, they move out. Why is that? What's going on here? What is happening to the world? A friend of mine, he'll go from one day being the most popular guy, girls are always hitting him up, to the next day, he's kind of in the background, no one's really paying much attention to him. And that has to do with the social media stigma. These days, we look to, actors, celebrities, sports players, musicians, and we see what they look like, how they dress, how they walk, how they talk, and we like to mimic that. We want to fit in. And that comes back to a base survival instinct of ours. If we fit in, society will accept us and therefore keep us safe. But the way the world is today, if you're not accepted by society, you're an outcast, you're ostracized. You don't have many friends, and you're out on the fringes, where it's not exactly safe for your sanity reasons. So as we move into this, as we look at what's been happening with social media and how it's affecting the way we view people, everyone has their heads in their phones, it seems. You're either a part of the social media circle or you're not. And if you're a part of the social media circle, you have the publicity, you have the views, you have the likes, you have that ego boost. But if you aren't a part of that circle, you feel, less popular. People don't really want you around, it seems. You're never invited anywhere. And that's not because it's on you. You're just not a part of that. You're not seeing where they are posting. Maybe they invited you. Maybe they put it on Instagram. You don't check your Instagram. Well, being a part of social media is not entirely a bad thing. It does help you connect with the people that you're out of reach with. I have friends that I haven't talked to in person in a few years. We keep connected. We stay in touch. We're still friends because of social media. But social media can also be a very negative thing. It can show us things that we don't want to see. It can cause drama. Maybe you don't care about how all your friends are having kids and you don't want to see the millionth picture and it's just annoying you and it's driving that wedge between you and your friend. What social media can do is it's a very powerful tool, but it can also destroy the way we see people. With everyone with their head tied in their phone, no one's really looking at the real people around them. No one's seeing personalities. That's why you see so many relationships going south these days. They met on some website. They talked for a few months. They met up. They have a good year or two. Well, then things turned south because they didn't get to experience what it was like for them to be through a hardship. They don't know what that person's like. They've only seen them in the good when they're ready to message, when they want to talk, how they've structured these messages. You don't know how long they've been formulating that message. If it takes them 5 minutes to reply, maybe they were sitting there making that message for 5 minutes. We have to think about this. We have to look at the world around us. We have to see people what it's like through their hardships and their struggles before we get into something with them. Because for all you know, they could be very angry, they could be abusive, they could be any number of things. And with people not seeing personalities around them, people that can be viewed as very attractive on the outside could be very insecure, very fragile on the inside. People not realizing this, it could lead to damage to people. We need to get our heads out of the cloud. And I'm not talking about our heads in the clouds dreaming, I'm talking about the cloud. Everyone's so based on this informational cloud around us, circling above everyone's head. I'm the same way. I mean, I'm sitting here posting a podcast on the internet. We all need to focus on the world around us more than the information. We need to see humanity for what it is. We've made great strides in technology. Yes, that is a very true statement. But with everything that's been happening in the world, all the hate, all the pain, all the death and suffering and agony, we need to look away from, popular media because all it talks about is the negatives. We need to look at things like records for the world's oldest person. How old are they? What have they been through? What have they seen? We need to start talking to people for real. We need to step away from everything. I'm not going to challenge you to put your phone down for 24 hours and go make a new friend. You're probably not going to do it anyways. If you want to do it, go ahead. What the point of this is we need to look at the people around us, just our closest friends, and actually see them. We all see what they post on social media, but maybe there's something behind that post. Maybe they're talking about how happy they are, but if you really look at them, they're bleeding inside. There's things that need to be done in order to make humanity a little nicer. We need to be kind to those around us. And with our heads always consumed by social media, we're not seeing the world around us. We're not seeing the people the way we need to see them. That's the social media stigma and how it affects our relationships on people. We will be talking about politics next.